All right, well, tomorrow is football's big day, the Super Bowl, and Pittsburgh Steelers fans are, of course, already cheering. Today, the day before the Steelers face off against the upstart Arizona Cardinals, one of the most beloved heroes of Pittsburgh entered the Hall of Fame. Rod Woodson is one of six inductees this year. He was a star defensive back with Pittsburgh for a decade, and later he got a Super Bowl ring with the Baltimore Ravens. The other five new Hall of Famers are Bullet Bob Hayes, Randall McDaniel, longtime owner Ralph Wilson, the late Derek Thomas, and the NFL's all-time sack leader, Bruce Smith. Dozens of Hall of Famers are in Tampa for the big game tomorrow, and autograph seekers are in hot pursuit. But these aren't just kids hoping to get their heroes, John Hancock. NPR's Mike Pesca has been tracking guys who make a career out of this. Call them the signature stalkers.
On the edge of ESPN's outdoor set in Tampa, there's an all-out blitz of the passer underway.
Steve, my son, get your autograph.
The QB in question is Steve Young, a Hall of Fame quarterback who is now paid by ESPN to offer commentary on the game he once won. Standing behind a barricade are about three or four dozen autograph seekers who, knowing Young would be on set, have brought football, Steve Young jerseys, and mini 49er helmets, awaiting the touch of his felt tip. Some of these fans have amateur autograph-seeking status, not Nick Nowinski. He flew down from Milwaukee as part of a professional crew.
I'm pretty tired right now. We get here at 7 in the morning, and depending on if the players are out, we'll stay out till 3 in the morning.
Nowinski is a house painter whose business dries up in the cold Wisconsin winter. As a child, he and a friend hung out at Brewers games trying to get autographs. The friend turned his hobby into a full-time job and pays for Nowinski to go to events like the Super Bowl. Well, not into the Super Bowl, but around the people who get into the Super Bowl. Nowinski has been trudging around with his bag of footballs awaiting autographs.
They sell for about 100. I'm on commission. I get a fully expensed trip. My boss pays for me to be here, so I'll get $10 per ball.
It works out to less than $10 an hour. Higher up on the professional autograph food chain is Mike McCaskill.
It's pretty much paparazzi with pens instead of cameras.
Right.
McCaskill lives near Tampa. This week he's coordinating a crew of about 20. He says he makes $50,000 just during the 6 weeks of spring training baseball. McCaskill knows he's the hunter, but he doesn't see his prey as entirely vulnerable.
It's a dirty game, but the players, that's why they don't like to sign for the public, because they get paid to do it.
Big collectible companies like Upper Deck and Mounted Memories do extend lucrative contracts to star athletes. McCaskill himself is not above extending semi-lucrative inducements.
Santonio Holmes, when he was a rookie with the Steelers 2 years ago, I called up his hotel room. I said, Santonio, well, we want to pay you. He said, all right, how much you want to pay? We said, with $10 each. He said, come up here to the room. We came up to the room with 250 pieces. We paid him, you know, $2,500, and he signed every single one of them.
But on this day, McCaskill and all the other autograph seekers can only wait to see if Young will give his graph away for free. He has a little girl in his arms, which seems like a ready-made excuse not to, but no, he's coming over.
Thank you, Steve, so much.
You're the best, Steve. That's a golden arm. Don't touch his arm, guys. Don't touch his arm.
Still holding his little girl, he signs and signs for just about everyone, some two or three times. Afterwards, Young explains that he was a fan before he was a player, and he always wanted Roger Staubach's autograph. Young says he's paying it forward, and it's fine if sometimes his autograph literally is payment.
If I could take 20 seconds and help them make their rent, if I knew that story, then I'd do it every day, right? I mean, that's easy.
It must be an odd thing to know that with a flick of a pen, you could make someone $100. Unless once upon a time, with the toss of a ball, you made someone millions. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Tampa, Florida.